sure that there were more than four downs run. So they may have run five downs.
Instead of the game being over, it appears that the Redskins get the fifth down.
And the cat is elusive.
He's walking.
He's walking to the three. He's at the two. Fielding the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
Snap. Placement. Kick by Hartley. And it is. It is good. It's good. It's good.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the fifth down. We are doing your OT right now. I'm the captain.
I'm Tootsie. All right, so last week for the OT, we did trending, right direction, wrong direction. Here we are at the end of week 12, two-thirds of the way through the season, officially.
Yes. Yeah, we're almost done.
So we're going into the final six-game stretch, and we're going to look at the playoff picture today. So we're going to start with the AFC. As of this very moment in time, Baltimore is at the one seed at 8-3. 5-3 in conference. The Patriots are at a very strong two. They can overcome Baltimore, possibly with a loss this week by Baltimore. So 8-4, 6-1 in conference. Tennessee is at 8-4, 5-3 in conference. And then Kansas City rounds out your division leaders with a 2-4 conference record. They're at 7-4. 5, we got the Bengals. 6, the Bills. 7, Chargers. 8, Raiders. 9, Broncos. And I'm going to go down to 10 because the Colts are there. And even with a loss last week, I still think they're the stronger team out of that AFC South. So it's actually kind of competitive when it comes to the wild card spots as of now.
Yeah, I mean, I still think you're going to...
If Tennessee can keep finding a way to win, they're gonna win that division.
I think you're going to have some flips that are going to happen. I'm sorry.
Six games left.
I don't think Tennessee is going to keep winning. Okay, I don't. Because they don't have a receiving core right now. They're out A.J. Brown. They're out Julio Jones, right, mm-hmm. out of the receiving. They lost Derrick Henry. He's not coming back. Maybe towards the end of the season in January, he might make a return.
Maybe.
But I don't think they're going to be able to hold off the Colts that long. I think they're going to make a catch up on this. I think the Colts are going to win their next couple, and that's going to put the Titans back down into that wild card position. I don't think they're going to hold strong.
The Colts they're at Houston, then they have the Patriots at home, then they're at the Cardinals, Raiders. I mean, those four.
That's games, a tough those, game. That's yeah, a tough threat.
Well, not the Texans, but even the Texans, they still found some swagger in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough stretch, but I mean,
that's, you're lucky to come out of that 2-2.
Yeah, the biggest surprise I have in the AFC right now is the Patriots. Like, I mean, honestly, I thought they were done for a good few seasons. Thought it would be a little while before they turned it around.
Well, after last year.
But, I mean, props to Bill Belichick for doing it again. I mean, you made Mac Jones. I mean, he's probably he's definitely the best quarterback come out this rookie class, and he might even be in so talk far. For rookie of the year at this point.
I think he is rookie.
You know, between him and Jamar Chase,
Jamar Chase is going to have to be a little more consistent.
Yeah.
To really give him, like, these last six games, Jamar Chase is going to have to pull off 600 yards.
Yeah.
A legitimate shot.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm just saying, I think that Mac Jones
is just playing that good.
Yeah, I think he's a legitimate candidate for the rookie of the year.
And we were going to pick him. If New England didn't jump.
Well, I mean, it just is what it is.
That's the second stud quarterback we've missed in 3 years. Or 4 years. Because of Patrick Mahomes. We were one pick away from Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. I mean, it just is what it is. That's how the draft works.
But I mean, look, we kind of made fun of New England's spending spree in the offseason, but it's paid off.
Yeah, I mean, but they spent. I didn't really make fun. It was just out of the realm of what New England has done in the past.
Yeah, it's way
New England usually builds through the draft, and they don't go out and spend the money in free agency. If you're on that team and you start begging for too much money, they tend to drop you. You know, I mean,
Belichick is not afraid to cut people.
So to see them actually spending money to do something, it's just, I mean, that's just out of their league, and also in the AFC North. I still have a strong feeling that the Bengals are going to end up taking
after
that division.
After what he did yesterday, I think that's a solid prediction.
I mean, I think the Steelers and the Browns are going to end up.
The Ravens are having enough offensive problems to where the Bengals are going to have a legitimate shot.
Yeah, I think the Steelers and the Browns are going to fall off. I don't think you're going to see them in the postseason.
Two division games, right? Not four like the rest of them.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, the Bengals are what, 3-1 in their division?
They're 3-1 in division.
And one of those wins was against the Ravens.
Yeah. If they sweep the Ravens,
so I mean, they can sweep the Ravens, and then they're right there, right?
Yeah, and I mean, Pittsburgh's still sitting at 5-5-1. They're not completely out of it, but they're not. They're not
really in it.
No, and then Cleveland's at 6-6.
Who again, once again is another team that's not out of it, but they're not really in it.
They're not those two teams. Like we said last week, they're trending in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
I think
the Browns has a lot to do. I mean. When it comes to the Browns, a lot of people are going to give Baker Mayfield some flack, but that dude's playing like super hurt right now.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I know it's an injury to the non-throwing shoulder, but that still affects mechanics. I mean, he's not as mobile as he was because he's also dealing with a bum ankle, you know? So, I mean, and plus he doesn't want to roll out the pocket to take that hit.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so.
So look,
I'm
looking at the Bills right now because they played 9 conference games already. Okay, the Patriots have played 7. I don't know if it's possible for the Bills to overtake them because they've had so many AFC losses at 4.
No, I mean, look, they're
3-0 in division, and they still have, I think, both. Yeah, they have both. I mean, next week, Patriots, Bucks, Panthers, at Patriots, Falcons, Jets. So those two Patriots games and the Bucks game, they've got to win at least one of those three and then win Panthers, Falcons, and Jets to have a chance.
Well, that's actually a pretty easy – it's actually a pretty easy stretch, Panthers, Falcons, Jets.
You're right. So that's that. Chargers, I still think they have what it takes to stay in the wild card.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that team. Like, but I mean, one week they play lights out and they do it all, and 7, 8, and 9
are Chargers, Raiders, and Broncos. Right? I mean, not all those teams can get in, but that's
well, a 7, 8, 9. That's all out the West. So
yeah,
I mean, if I had to pick a team out of those three, it would be the Chargers because I'm all in on Justin Herbert. I think he has the skills and the ability to pull that team in there. But once again,
the Broncos are playing well enough to win all these football games.
Yeah, and that's another thing. I mean,
aren't playing bad either.
I don't know if we'll have time to talk about it today, but I mean, hot seat looking at, you know, and I think there's going to be some surprises of coaches that aren't going to be around next year.
Yeah, we'll have the hot seats. Maybe after this week, I don't know. Or next
yeah,
week.
I think there's going to be some surprises on coaches that aren't there.
Yeah.
And I think it's for moving personnel and not coming through. But, I mean, let's move on to the NFC.
Yeah, okay. All right, so NFC picture is looking like this. You got Cardinals on top at 9-2, Packers at number 2 seed at 9-3, Tampa 8-3 at number 3, Dallas, Los Angeles both at 7-4, the 49ers on their 3-game win streak are back at the hunt at 6. Vikings at 7. Then the Falcons and the Saints both at 5-6. Eagles, Panthers, and I'm going to stop there because.
Yeah, it gets pretty poor after that, right?
I mean, I'm not saying they're out of it, but they're, you know, it's win out and then you have a shot type of situation. So you have to win out. Pretty much all your 5, I mean, 6 teams with 5 wins, all fighting for that 7th or 6th spot. So, I mean, it's still kind of competitive, but it's still top heavy in the NFC.
Yeah, I don't see it changing a whole lot either. I think with the Cardinals getting healthy, coming off their bye, they're going to get back Kyler Murray. I think that's going to be propelled for them with the fact that they were able to use Colt McCoy to hold on and keep on winning. That just proves that team is very strong and deep.
Yeah, I mean, they went 2-2 with Murray gone. So that's not bad. And here they are, 24 against the Packers, 30-30, and then 23 against the Seahawks.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't see a lot. Like, I mean, the Packers have a chance to overtake them, but that would mean that the Cardinals have to have some losses in order for the Packers to take over. And the fact that the Cardinals finished third in that division last year, or yeah. they finished fourth in their division last year.
Third or fourth, yeah.
They're going to have the easier road, you know, with their non-conference, you know, with their non-conference game.
Yeah, I mean, they're 5-2 in conference and 4-0 in division. So I don't see them losing that division. That's going to take a lot of – it's going to – even with two losses, they still can win.
Yeah, I mean, look, the top teams are the Bucs, the Packers, and the Cardinals. I mean,
yeah, for sure.
The Cowboys are right behind them.
I don't but see
they're
Philly.
On a two-game losing streak right now.
I don't see them continuing that. Once they get CeeDee Lamb back, once they get
Amari Cooper back.
Yeah, Cooper. Yeah. I mean, they stop getting the COVID, it's you know.
Yeah, they're not going to have Mike McCarthy next week, so they're already at an advantage, you know, without having McCarthy there. So, I mean, I just don't see a whole lot changing in the NFC right now. I mean, maybe the wild card position is going to be where the juggle is going to come through.
I think that's where you're
I mean,
going
who's
to
at the 6, 5, 6, and 7 right now?
Rams, 49ers, and Vikings.
Okay, the Rams are going to be there. The Niners.
Maybe. They've been playing.
The Niners and the Vikings. I mean, those
the
can
Vikings,
flip.
I don't think the Vikings have a strong enough.
Yeah,
and
but
especially
I mean,
just Lewis
but I'm looking
Dalvin
at,
Cook.
I'm looking at, okay, so the Niners should be in the sixth spot with a 6-5 record.
Yes.
And then you have all the other teams with the 5-6 records. You know, that's, you know, the Eagles and the Saints, if they can pull their head out of their ass, they can come around. The Falcons, the Panthers, you know, all those teams all have a shot at it at this point. But it's who's going to be stronger in the end. Look, all those teams, they're not bad teams that are in that 5-6 range. They're dealing with injuries. They're dealing with things. The bad bounces aren't, you know, the bounces aren't going their way. And I mean, that's to me, that's the biggest thing that I'm seeing with the Saints and the Panthers. You know, they can't keep Christian McCaffrey healthy. They take out Sam Darnold to bring in Cam Newton, who still can't say the word statistically. Just say it for me.
Statistically.
Okay. Had one of the worst showings ever by a quarterback yesterday. Right. I mean, his numbers were horrible. Yeah. I mean, the Panthers would lose a Christian McCaffrey for the rest of the season. You know, I mean, with the Cowboys not being healthy, the Saints not being healthy at all.
The whole damn team, sir.
You know, I mean, it's just that opens up the door for other teams to be there.
The football team.
Yeah, they're making a run at it right now. I mean, they can definitely pull it out. They're 4-6. They win, you know.
They win five. But they have to win five.
You know, we can see.
This is where the football team.
We can see what happens. They might be able to pull into that last position. I mean, it's just.
I mean, they can only lose two more games. It's Monday Night Football. We're recording this. So counting tonight, they have to win 5 out of 7.
Yeah, I mean, everything's up in the air right now on those lower teams on the NFC. I think it's definitely more jumbled at the bottom in the wild card position in the NFC than it is in the AFC.
Yeah, so I mean, do you see? Okay, so no one's going to see the Cardinals. There's nobody in division.
No one's going
to
take the Cardinals. The Packers are the Bucks.
Yeah, so those right. It just depends on what order that ends up.
The Cowboys still have a chance to screw it up because they're the Cowboys and it's the NFC least.
Yeah.
So Mike I mean, the Eagles still have a chance to overtake them. If the ball bounces their right way, if they get out their own way, they have a chance to do it.
Yeah. And I mean, the 49ers are on the upswing. The Rams are on the downswing. So,
yeah, I think that if one of those two, three in a row.
Yeah. If one of those two ends up missing it, I have a feeling it's going to be the Rams.
I mean, how do you
three game skid?
How do you
Titans,
go
49ers and Packers?
How do you go all in like they did? I mean, they don't have a draft for the next 2-3 years.
You know what?
Because they gave up all those picks.
You remember when the Yankees would like buy a super team and they would get knocked out in the first round?
Yeah, but in baseball, there's no consequence to buying a super team.
Yeah,
in the NFL, there's consequences.
You're screwed for
because you're gonna have dead money. You're gonna have no draft picks to replace those guys. You're not gonna be able to hold that team together for another season because you can't pay those guys. I mean, they went all in. And
now they're on a 3-game losing streak.
Yeah. It's funny because they actually had a gift that they put out once they went it out and they got Von Miller, and then it went out and they got Odell Beckham. They did a gift from Rounders. I don't know if you ever saw the movie. It's a movie about poker.
Yeah.
Well, Teddy KGP makes a move and he splashes the pot and does his money and he says he wins. And they said, yeah, we're all in. And when Teddy KGP did that, he went all in. And then he proceeded to lose the hand. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're actually being the Teddy KGP of football right now. They went all in and splashed the pot. And they're not headed in the right direction.
But I mean, people, like, I'm seeing the commenters are asking, like, could the Rams
miss the playoffs?
Yeah.
Very, very slim chance. And I'm gonna tell you the reason why it's a slim chance they missed, and that's because it's so jumbled at the bottom.
Now I'll ask you this. If they miss the playoffs, does that put McVay on the hot seat?
It should.
Because it's one thing to miss the playoffs because you're in a rebuilding year. It's another thing to miss the playoffs when you have the defensive player of the year, a stud cornerback, a stud safety.
You pushed all in one to get Matt Ryan. Matt Stafford.
You got one of the best linebackers in the game in Von Miller. You got Matt Stafford, who is good enough to lead you to a championship if everything else is in place.
Yeah, I mean, their running game is not great.
No, it's terrible.
They still running with a no name.
I mean, losing Cam Akers at the very beginning of the season was the problem for them.
Right, but they never really replaced that.
No.
Okay?
No.
But they did go all in on receiver, right? So, I mean, mm-hmm. you have Cooper Kupp there, and then you go out and you make the move to spend the money to bring in.
You lose Robert Woods right
Odell
after that,
Beckham Jr., and you lose Robert Woods at the same time. I mean, that's rough.
It's not easy.
And actually, after losing Robert Woods and bringing in Odell Beckham Jr., Van Jefferson has been there.
Yeah.
More of their go-to guy than Beckham.
I just don't think he's as creative offensively as we gave him credit for in the first few years.
I think he still is. I think he still is. But I think, and we saw this with the Eagles a few years ago. I mean, when you put those talented players together,
it
doesn't always work out because they all have a strong mind and they all have their own will. And they all want to do their own thing. And it doesn't always play well. So, I mean, it becomes a toxic relationship. And I'm not saying that that's exactly what's happening in the Rams. They could just be on a skid right now. But, I mean, that's what it's looking like. You know? So, I mean, we really have to see what's going on. And you're right, though. Losing on a rebuild year or a transition year, which is what the Saints are on, is a transition year. I don't think it's not a total rebuild, but it's definitely a transition year. I mean, that's not out of the realm of possibility. But I think if the Rams miss the playoffs, Sean McVay should definitely be on a hot seat.
I think so, too. So here's the thing with the Falcons and the Vikings, right, at 7-8. Vikings and Falcons. The Vikings hold the tiebreaker over Atlanta based on win percentage in conference games, right? Mm-hmm. The Falcons right now win the tie over New Orleans because of head-to-head win.
For now.
But they're 2-5 conference.
Right.
So once we beat Atlanta, if we beat Atlanta the second time we play them,
mm-hmm.
that's going to give us the tiebreaker over Atlanta because that'll be an insurmountable division game because they're 2-5
yeah.
in division. And I mean, in a conference, excuse me. And they're 1-2 in division. So, you know, again, tying the division is good.
Yeah. At this point. I'm not saying the Saints are out. I mean, if we it's can hard. Put it
we're,
back
we're,
together,
we're on
a, we have uphill road to get there.
And we're on a down slump.
But if we can pull it together, they have a chance. We have a rough schedule ahead of us because we won our division last year.
We'll see what will happen with Kamara and Taysom and Ingram all back this week.
Yeah. And
hopefully that'll be enough.
And the reports are that Taysom Hill is going to get the start over Trevor Siemian. So
I think it's time to flex it anyway. Let's just see. I think Sean Payton is just at the point of the year where it's like, you know what, let me just
throw some shit against the wall to see. That's really enough on the divisions. We can keep talking about it all we want. Nothing's really going to change this week. The bottoms are still going to be jumbled and we'll see what happens. But we wanted to give you a little insight on what we think is going to be the MVP candidates. For the year?
Yeah.
And that's a rough one because it starts to get jumbled because players who we thought were going to be there are having regression moments and they're pulling back. So I'd have to say probably the top guys in the MVP race right now are two older gentlemen, and that's going to end up being Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady.
Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you could argue Josh Allen maybe, but he's been inconsistent the last couple of weeks. So I think he's kind of getting knocked out. But I mean, Rodgers and Brady are just playing
lights out and they're running away with it.
Especially Rodgers. I think Rodgers and Prescott is still in that conversation, but Dallas has to win out.
Yeah, he's had some rough games, though. I mean, but he's another one, though, who was there.
But he's done it without Amari Cooper. Yeah, but
he's another one who was there, and he started. It doesn't, but that doesn't come into the effect on your numbers, though. You could say, "Oh yeah, well, he lost his two starting receivers," but I mean, that affects your numbers, and that starts the game. And the idea of the quarterback is you bring those guys up, and he's not necessarily doing that.
But I mean, you got a Dallas team that scored 33. Without those two. Now they got their...
Okay, but what came from...
Stuff kicked in on the Chiefs, but...
Okay, but what came in from Dak Prescott on that game?
Dak was 32 for 47, 375 yards and two touchdowns.
Okay, I mean, that's a solid week. I mean, that's no different than a Brady week. Aaron Rodgers had an off week this week, but I mean, that's no different than what you normally see out of those guys. So, yeah, okay, so I'll throw him in your third position. And maybe
Josh Allen,
maybe Joe Mahomes, Burrow more in that fourth spot, you know. And then if Burrow's not in the conversation for MVP, he's definitely in conversation for comeback player of the year.
Yeah, I think this is Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady's
last hurrah.
It's their award to lose.
Yeah, and I mean, look, honestly, this is a year that I could look at if Rodgers wins it. I could look at a year and say he actually deserves it this year.
Yeah.
Because he's playing that way right now. Even with the COVID BS and all the whatever, he's playing that way right now. And he's trending in that direction to where he's on the top of the list right now.
Yeah, I think so. Mahomes, I don't know if he can come back for MVP.
His amount of interceptions is going to be the worst part.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. Okay. So I'm saying Rodgers. If I have to pick right now.
If I have to pick right now because I hate him, I'm going to go because I hate Rodgers. I'm going with Brady.
Yeah. I knew it. All right. So
Coach of the year would be Cliff Kingsbury out of Arizona.
I think him or Bill Belichick.
Out of those two, but I think Kingsbury is on top right now.
I mean, Mike Vrabel's not. He's having a
good year, but he has to
overcome.
He has to coach his team through this rough patch.
If he can overcome the loss of Derrick Henry and AJ Brown
and Julio Jones,
then I would say he probably should get it if they still win the division, get into that 2 seed or 3 seed.
Yeah. So I mean. Those things are up in the air.
Yeah, because Belichick, he put together another good team.
Yeah.
And he's got his coordinators back.
Yeah. So.
And they're doing what they do, right? So I think right now, if I had to give it to somebody, it would probably be Belichick.
And I'm going to go with Kingsbury.
I could easily say that too.
I mean, I called it last year with Stefanski.
Let's see where Vrabel ends up. If Vrabel ends up at the 2 or the 3 seed, then I would say he's probably more deserving of
it. Yeah, I called it last year with Stefanski. I'm going with Kingsbury this year.
Okay. I think that's about it for us for the overtime this week.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds good. We gave you a little extra time on the overtime.
Probably going to be longer than this freaking show. But,
I mean, that's all we got. You know, like, share, subscribe. You know, check us out on Facebook if you're catching this just on the podcast pages. You know, Apple, Google. Spotify. Yep. Go ahead and look us up on Facebook on The Fifth Down.
Yes.
Check us out live every Monday.
Right after Monday.
Every Monday night, follow Monday Night Football. So, all right. Deuces.